Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Good day to you all. It's Oliver on the air till 10. It's a Tuesday in mid-July. We're on a tour of the Northwest this week, and this morning we're live from Strandhill in County Sligo. It's been raining much of the night and the sky looks a bit like it has a headache. But we're on the beachfront, which is an arc of sand hugging the Atlantic Ocean with a few spittles still falling now. But there's no wind much to speak about anyway. You're welcome to join the chats wherever you are on the WhatsApp. That's 087 032 32 32. And for your longer letters, you can email oliver@rte.ie. All the thoughts will be welcome and well received as we welcome you all aboard the Northwestern Express. So we're on one of the five sandy beaches that make up Sligo Bay. Strandhill's great rival is Ross's Point there across the water. But we'll say that Strandhill has the edge today. It has a little private airport and a lovely ring walk around it that I've done. It brings you along the dunes out by an ancient monastic site. There's some secret seashores there through a pine forest, a decent length as well. It's called the Killaspug Brone Loop Walk. And I'm told it's a very secluded, serene beach on Coney Island, accessible only when the tide goes out and the experienced swimmers splash their way across to Ross's Point. There's whale watching here as well this time of the year. Loads of surfing, as you'd expect. I saw windsurfers yesterday afternoon. Across the north from here then is Sligo Town, which sometimes calls itself a city unofficially. And of course you've got Ben Bulbin looking out gloomily to sea with its massive Frankenstein head. It's a big frown of geography in this part of the world. And overlooking us, behind us, entirely from inland, is Queen Maeve's Cairn, which is upon Knocknarea, said to be her burial place. But it's never been excavated, I was reading on the Heritage website. The legendary war goddess of Celtic myth. She led the epic Tán Bó Cúaligne against the Ulster forces. Why? Well, to win possession of the brown bull of Cooley, of course. It was a terrible hangover she had. Queen Maeve had a mad night in the Blue Wicket and she went to war about 11:30 the next day to get her hands on a roast beef sandwich. She had a head on her like a bag of teddies. There was no stopping her at all. And they love Queen Maeve around here. And as we learned in Bundoran yesterday, given the default disposition of Northwestern people to be, you know, kind of humble and modest around Donegal and Leitrim, Sligo, you see, was founded by a secret government department as a place for people riddled with notions. It's like a kind of a leper's colony for people who look down on Roscommon or Longford. And it works very well. And today it is thronged all across Sligo with artists and all the creative people fleeing the housing disaster elsewhere. Though Sligo, walking around last night, there's a bit of dereliction still in the town, which is slowly being dealt with because a lot of people want to live in this part of the world. There are big multinational employers in the region, but as ever, it is the small and medium-sized businesses that keep the show on the road. I like to call them the middling-sized businesses. Tourism is obviously major. Food is epic here. The influx from the rest of the country has kind of driven up the standards of restaurants in Sligo, but the locals have been doing it for years and years. We met the Good For You family only this morning. It's a brilliant Irish company. They're going 20 years now, and their biggest business, they were telling me, is supplying the British market with healthy meal toppers and snacks for adults and kids. Everything is made in Sligo by our wonderful team, and good luck to Julian, young Julian, in his rugby camp this week. He dropped off some goodies for our RTE truck roadies here this morning. And thank you, Michelle, for the chat as well. And there's drink around here, of course, as well. The White Hag Craft Brewing Company is worth mentioning. They're out in Ballymote. The best craft beer crowd in the country, I would say, because you get a lot of that all over the country. They're well spread. And Lawrence Engineering, I was reading, another big success in the medical devices field, a local company. And Voya Seaweed Baths is just behind us. We're going to meet somebody from there too, and other businesses as well. The Seaweed Baths is where you get into a timber bath and you basically make a soup out of yourself. That's what I'll find out more. It's supposed to be a divine experience, and it's hard to get people to leave. But anyway, the big industry around here is holiday making. And as we heard in Donegal yesterday, 2025 is a tough season in the Irish market. One fella in Ballyshannon, over the border, he relies on a lot of Americans and French. He said quietly to me that having a bit of a disaster this year, the spending and the spenders, they're holding back. I heard the same in West Cork a couple of weeks ago, and they're whispering it around here as well. Price increases, doing the cost of business is going up. It's driving the Irish demand domestic market towards the continent, but our money is needed at home. And why wouldn't you be drawn here? The draw remains the lovely wonders of the coastline. Is travelling from Bundoran, called in at Leitrim's only beach, Tullahan. And there's a sign there that actually informs us that the Department of Rural Development provided the funds to give access to Leitrim's short coastline for the first time ever in 2022. Imagine that. They could never get near the coast of Leitrim. It's only 4 kilometres, and you can't go beyond a fence now because Leitrim beach is a little bit rocky and ankle-breaking. I posted my trip on Instagram at Oliver Callan Shows. You can follow the experience of our northwestern trip there as well. What was called in at Glencar Waterfall as well in lovely Leitrim. Very busy down there, despite the odd shower here and there. But Glencar Lake is actually nearly better than the waterfall, and the paddleboard crowd love it, I'm told, as well. But look, we're here on Strand Hill. We have a great show for you. We'll be talking seaweed, of course, oysters, whiskey and more Queen Maeve with the locals. We have live trad music as well, Sligo style. And don't forget, we're off to Black Sod in Outer Mayo. That's tomorrow. You can text us with any tips for the journey from here to there, as ever, on 51551. I don't think we'll get around to talking much about WB8s, even though I saw a load of wild swans on the Garavogue River that runs through Sligoch last evening. People forget Jack B. Yeats as well. He spent a lot of time around here. He didn't get a look in at all. And of course, be careful. You don't want to be thinking too much about the family, or you could end up with a Yeats infection. That's a sign of a rough weekend. They also love the local woman, Constance Markovic. Basically, if you're... She kind of came from privileges. So you're rich and talented enough, you become beloved of Sligo. And because it's the notions, again, you see, if they were from Bundoran, they'd be absolutely nobodies. But let me give you a look at our view this morning, because we made our way down from the lovely Strand Hill Lodge and Suite on the sleepier side of the town, down here to the shorefront outside Shell's Cafe, which is one of the best cafes in the country, baked goods and lunches, and there's a real buzz about it. I'd say it's got better as well since the last time I saw it a couple of years ago. They've got a lovely outdoor cover now. And I was chatting to a local lad there yesterday. They're very well looked after, the staff are telling me. And next door to Shell's, I can see the wetsuit company is there. And you've got Voya Seaweed Baths, of course. And the National Surf Centre is here as well. Queen Maeve on a surfboard with a sword and a shield is the logo. And the Strand is the name of a long-established pub, gastropub, you'd call it, with the beach stores next door to give the kind of bucket and spade seaside feel to it. And I can see a lot of blue sky opening up now, and the ocean is even changing colour. We're nearly at high tide here, and you can listen to that lullaby of the ocean. It's just stunning. We spotted a dolphin here about an hour ago. There was a murder of crows around in the drizzle, waiting for some action by the bins. There will be some soon. Strand Hill's alive and at it. And looking around the place at what's happening locally, I see in the Irish Independent, Sligo sailor Lauren Donaghy is going to become one of the first Irish women to compete in the Admiral's Cup, which is a famous regatta, but famously male-dominated. And the competition starts this week. And in order to shake up that male's pale and stale image of the race, the organisers have insisted each boat must feature a woman and a person under the age of 27. So that will cheer things up. Lauren Donaghy is only 24, so she fits the bill in both regards. And her interest in sailing began as a 7-year-old here in Strand Hill itself. And she told the Irish Independent she's well aware of the dangers she'll face during the race. I've seen, wait for this, this will show you now what this sport is like if you think it's for the kind of the relaxed, leisurely, yeah, Dobbo yachting type. I've seen amputations that have happened sailing. A big thing in boats I've been on is a no jewellery rule. There's a lot of broken legs. They would slip and fall in the wrong angle, and that would be their ankle or knee gone. It can be extremely dangerous. But she's ready to thrive in this environment. It's very physically demanding, she says. You're always trying to improve your strength, and especially being a girl, you want to prove to the other people in the boat that you're just as good as the fellas and that you try just as hard. It's a difficult thing being a girl on board. You get kind of looked down on, she says, a little bit for your strength, maybe in the old times. But there's also benefits as well. You're more flexible and a bit more agile. There's another great line of hers, because obviously they spend all their time on the vessel. On a boat full of men, you learn how to get on with their snoring. Most of the time, you're absolutely exhausted and you just pass out. It's all part of the job. And by the way, we're going to be speaking to Sligo's Lauren Donaghy herself later on this week. Such is our focus on the Great Northwest. The WhatsApp is open, 087 032 32 32.